This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
There are a thousand success stories out there to give us a little bit of faith, perhaps. At just 24 years old, Tara McCabe and her boyfriend have officially become first-time homeowners. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Tara. Delighted to chat to you. First of all, huge congrats on the new house. How does it feel to say, I own a house? At the age of 24, has it sunk in yet?
Thank you so much. To be honest, no, it hasn't. It really actually hasn't. It's kind of like every day I have to pinch myself. Like it just doesn't feel real. So I'd say it will take a while for it to settle down. I'd say give it a year and I'll probably still be pinching myself.
Tell us a little bit about the journey to get into this moment then. When did you and your boyfriend decide, first of all, that you wanted to buy a house?
So myself and my boyfriend are going out 8.5 years now. So I think it was when we were kind of coming close to finishing college. We always knew we didn't want to rent. We just didn't want to get stuck in that cycle. So yeah, I think it was towards the end of college when we were both going into, as I say, our big girl jobs, big boy jobs, whatever. That's when we were like, let's do this property.
Where did you end up buying? Like what part of Ireland? And also, how did you even go about picking a location or a home type? Like it must be such a minefield.
Oh, honestly, it was so difficult. But we bought in Waterford. So we actually did have our ideal kind of house in mind, you know, with say back entrances, side entrances. But as we started searching for a house, we realised what we want was just not realistic, especially in the current climate with how much it actually costs. So I suppose what we actually wanted, we didn't get, but we got something that we love. So yeah, it just depends what's out there really. Things are obviously going to change and you just have to go with it, I suppose.
So what type of house did you land on then at the end?
So we got a lovely semi-detached house in Waterford. More or less everything we got, we kind of wanted. We have a lovely garden, lovely driveway. Those were kind of top priority for me. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are like, oh my God, like how on earth did they manage to do all that? Fair play. What were the first steps that you took once you decided to start saving for the house?
So it actually all came about when my mom actually said to me, I think we were around 22 at the time, so I'm 24 now. And she was like, look, if you want to move out, you're going to start saving. So she said, you want to start making a joint account. So that's our first step. We made our joint account in AIB, just a standard joint account, because I have got questions before on if it was a saver or just a normal one. So we just started saving into that regularly every month. And we set like a set amount each that we'd save, which was over the amount of €1,500 between like both of us. So we kind of just went from there and just continued saving for months and months and months, well, obviously years now, but because we knew then when it came to the mortgage process, once you had the same amount saved for 6 months prior to the application, that you'd be kind of set up. So that's where we started and we just kept tipping away at that.
What about the mortgage step then? So is it, I suppose a lot of people are probably wondering, is it difficult to go and get a mortgage and apply for one there? Like how was that process for you?
To be honest, I actually found that part absolutely fine. So we got our mortgage with the credit union, and like not a lot of people know that, you know, credit unions do mortgages now. Not every credit union does do mortgages, but a lot of them do now. So I just approached my local credit union and I was greeted with the best mortgage advisor. Genuinely couldn't say a better word about her. She was amazing, so professional, so educated, like knew everything and was just so helpful, to be honest. And especially being so young, like there was no one really that I could ask, only my parents, but sure, our parents had bought houses over 20 years ago. So, you know, the process had obviously changed, but no, she really helped us now, I have to say. And when to hand in all your documents, we had an answer within a couple of days to a week. So it was honestly seamless. It was actually really easy, to be honest.
It's amazing to deal with people that are really good at their job throughout that process. It sounds like you had someone who was really like on your side and wanted to help you as well. Were there any sacrifices or big sacrifices and lifestyle changes that you had to make when you were saving for the deposit for the mortgage initially?
To be honest, like we did live our lives, because a lot of people say this to us, they're like, well, like, do you know, did you cut it out? Like we went on 2 holidays a year, we went to all our concerts, festivals, but we kind of cut out the tiny little things. So like, you know, I used to get my nails done, my eyebrows done, my lashes done. Like, I cut them out to just special occasions, which obviously saved a lot of money. My boyfriend then, like, you know, he'd like his cup of coffee every day, but, you know, cut it back to like one or two a week. Like, those kind of things are, you know, buying clothes for every night out. Like, I cut that out, and obviously went to vintage then, you know, that kind of thing. Anything to just cut down slightly, but we didn't actually miss out on a whole lot. Obviously with our age, like, we did miss out on a few nights out, but that was kind of it, which you wouldn't mind either.
You were both working, you know, full-time jobs at this stage. So I imagine that your aim was to live your lives as much as you could, but save and save and save as much as you could as well. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, no, 100%, yeah.
Did you get any help as well from schemes, if you don't mind me asking, or in supports for the first-time buyers that we have, like the Help to Buy scheme or the First Home scheme? And if you did, were they useful? Because I think people probably don't understand enough about them schemes in particular, and if someone's listening this evening and is a bit lost as to where to even start, did you get them and were they useful for you?
Unfortunately, now I can't talk about any of them because we actually didn't. We just literally saved our deposit and went and got the mortgage. But I do believe that they are helping a lot of people out there from what I'm seeing and who I'm speaking to. But because they were only eligible for new builds, and we weren't ever looking at new builds, that was just our personal preference, so we weren't eligible, unfortunately. But it would be great if they did bring it in for secondhand houses.
Yeah, for sure. Did you face any unexpected costs along the way, like legal fees, the stamp duty, and for all of that? And how did you budget for them in all of that saving that you were doing?
Yeah, so we budgeted to have kind of obviously a chunk left over for furnishing and all that kind of thing. Now, I think I didn't want to believe that it was all so expensive. I knew it was going to be, but I was like, oh, sure, can't be that bad. But yeah, we were told to leave $5,000 aside for legal fees, but it actually ended up being $7,000. Now, that obviously included stamp duty, but so that was a hefty enough cost, and which you can't avoid anywhere. We put away probably an extra $10,000 to $15,000 for just, we knew we wanted to do up a few rooms in this house in particular. And yeah, we had to plan ahead, I suppose. You know, you can't go into it with nothing either because you'll be in trouble then.
I suppose it's all about the planning at the end of the day. And looking back, is there anything that you wish you'd known at the start of the process that would have made it easier for you in the beginning?
I knew this, but again, I didn't think it'd be as bad as actually finding a house. I didn't think it'd be as difficult as what it was. So I suppose if anyone's listening, just be patient, because I have absolutely no patience. And I wanted the first house I saw, but I'm so glad I didn't go with that now. So I suppose I wish I knew that it actually was going to be hard and stressful. You know, I just thought this was going to be smooth sailing, but it's absolutely not. Like, I'm probably making it sound very easy, but, you know, it is stressful. And just be patient and enjoy the little things, like celebrate, you know, even getting your mortgage approval and, you know, go and say agree, like celebrate the little things, because it flies by and before you know it, you'll be in the house and that's it, and it's all done. And you probably won't do it again for another, if you ever plan on moving, but you might never get to do it again. So I suppose, yeah, enjoy it and just know it'll be stressful, but it's worth it.
Well, Tara, thank you so much for weighing in on this housing conversation as someone who owns a home on iRadio's group chat this evening. I'm wishing you and your partner all the best and well-wear on the new house.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.